This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive. And Clint is out today, but Luke Morrow, you know him. You've heard him a ton. Is in as Clint is out today. So we are in good hands. I am in, of course, running the show. There is TV Tyler on the other side. He's racked up another one. Let's see how many I can give by the end of this thing. TV Tyler is in the building. It is weigh-in day. I thought about dropping right into my drawers for you, but I ain't going to do that to you, Luke.
I think you should do it.
No, I didn't. Listen.
I mean, it's not
that
full.
That half a pound in it, whatever these shorts are. They're light. Got them at Academy Sports and Outdoors, by the way. They're light. So I think I'm fine with it. We are supposed to be doing our weigh-in. Weigh-in coming up here in just a second. Shout out to you, Champ Slice. Kick Rocks is throwing out thinking 294 is where he would be. That'd be a 7-pound jump there. Week two. Tough after 10. All right, we'll see. What do you think? At 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. And what do you think I will be last week, 301? What do you think Clint would be if he jumped on the scale right now? You think Clint had a?
Oh, he would he go up or would he go down?
He was 248 after the 14. 240, yeah, 248.
255 today.
Oh, you think he's up?
Yep. Is he still trying to cut weight, or was it just for that first week?
He's supposed to be trying. Yeah, he was supposed to go too. We were supposed to try to lose a combined 12 this week. We shot 20 the first week, and we got that. And then he was going to come in. He's trying to get into the 230s.
I'd put him at like 245. I'll give him a few pounds.
A few pounds. You think he lost a few?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
How did he do Friday when you guys were out?
I don't know. Friday, he did his thing.
Uh-oh.
But I'll be honest, he did his thing the previous Friday. But you know, like I told you, man, he went sauna. He did it all. Didn't eat up until this point all day. Drink water to this point. All right, here we go. 298 coming from Cornbread and Champ Slice. They got me at 3 pounds. I'll take a loss. I'll take whatever it is. All right, here we go.
Oh, hopping on.
Drum roll, please.
Wait for that number to pop up.
Give it to me, baby.
All right. We got there.
In the twos?
295.8.
Hey! Hell yeah, bruh!
295.8.
Hell yeah, very much down in them twos.
Right on the money, Magic. 295. Didn't quite get to you, Kick Rocks. It's all right.
My man.
295, right? So I'll take that. That's a
hell yeah, putting in that work. Somebody's
good,
got to.
That's a good six. I held my six.
Yeah, that's right. You did your part.
Where you at, Dirty Red?
I held my six. No, I don't think we would have made it. I mean, Clint, after 14 week one, I mean that feels like a three, maybe, at the most if he hit it real good. Not like that. If he hit it real good. No, I feel it though. I feel good. There
That's
we go.
That's good, man. That's the most important part right there.
Good 16 right there. 16 in the first two. Now the problem is, fellas, what is that thing going to look like Monday?
Oh, you're going to Aruba.
I know. How much of a damper does this put on the trip? Are you going to go have a normal vacation or?
No, I mean, I feel like I got to enjoy myself.
Yeah, right.
I just, like, to me, and the thing that sucks is, like, it's not like, hey, I get to come home and really, you know, Clint this thing. No, oh. I mean, I get off the plane at 7:20 Sunday night.
Oh, boy.
7 o'clock Sunday night, I get off. Whew.
Yeah,
I'll take it though.
Still gonna be inflamed, and
if that scale says has a three on it next week, I'm gonna be really pissed off at myself.
Nah, that won't happen.
Not good.
Hey, as long as it doesn't go back to the original number, you're still making progress.
Yeah, I think you just said that. Nah, it won't happen real quick. I don't know.
Oh, I want you to enjoy your damn vacay in Aruba. You need to eat some good things, like, drink some good things, but you'll be all right.
Magic says I'll come back 305 easy.
Piss off, Magic. No.
Easy.
No, man, I ain't doing that. Someone texted in, what's the goal? I want to get a good hundo off, at least.
Oh, wow.
I want to get a good hundo off, at least. But really just get to a comfortable comfortable place here. But we're on the right track. 16 in the first two weigh-ins. There we go. And it's, you know, I don't know if some of you go ahead and text me. You can hit us up. Tell us. I know several of you are doing it too. What your gains was, or should we say losses was this week in this show's weight loss journey. For me, like I'm about a week or two away from this becoming real routine,
mm-hmm.
and the help of seeing, you know, seeing some movement and feeling some wins there. So,
and they say it takes 2 weeks to form habits.
Yeah, close to it. Now this can be blown out of the water. Cornbread said, just shots while you're out there. Try to. I mean, I'm going to have a frozen drink. I mean, I got
more than one.
I just got to really be smart about this thing.
You'll just be fine.
Get the skinny pina colada.
The skinny a lot.
That looked a little skinny. Yeah. Someone text in. They're down 2 pounds. Good for you. Shout out to you.
That's something.
Appreciate that. No, that was fun. That was good. There we go. 295.8. I'll take it right there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Darn, we're
crushing it. Right.
Got the twos now. No more threes. I'll
is
get
that
back
my
here.
Boy, Ron?
It's good. It is. All right. Nick Cayley. I was there in front of it while we talked to Nick Cayley. He was asked by our guy Sarge. Shout out to Sarge for a strong question. He was asked, what? And that's my favorite part of the question is, what's a Nick Cayley offense look like?
Well, it depends on the players we got, and that's not a cop-out. That's the reality of it. So it can evolve, be willing to change and do whatever we do need to do that's necessary based on who we have and who we're playing. Whether that's, again, you want to get big in terms of multiple personnel or not, gap schemes or zone schemes, you know, committing to more play action or not, that's going to really be dependent on, you know, what your personnel dictates and who you have available. So, again, that's the great part about this year is we get to do a lot of different things and really put a lot of guys in different positions to run certain routes, some of them which some of these guys have never done anything, you know, or certain routes that we have, and they might be just exclusively outside receivers that we're working inside and vice versa. So it's a good opportunity just to see what these guys can do.
All right, that was Nick Cayley talking about what a Nick Cayley offense looks like. Here, we'll open up the phone line, 713-572-4610. I want to hear from you. And you can text in or also you can use YouTube and Twitch, but 713-572-4610. Because I want to start from this angle. And Luke, you can answer this yourself first. And like I said, we'll open it up to you all. Where is your excitement live with Nick Caley? Are you legit excited about Nick Caley because you thoroughly believe that Nick... Just let me get the question off, Luke. Jeez, they can see you on the YouTube and Twitch. I'll try it again, folks. All right. Let's have a real-ass conversation here, all right? 713-572-4610. We'll open up the phone lines to you. Got to see... Just Luke just rattling his head out the corner of my eye.
I was just trying to save you the trouble.
One more time. But there is excitement with all right, you're right. 713-572-4610. You can call in. We'll get your thoughts on this. Are you legit excited about Nick Caley as the new offensive coordinator because you have real belief in him that he can really kind of change this offense and take it to the next level, as D'Amico Ryan said? Or is your excitement out of hope? Is your excitement out of hoping that this works as opposed to believing that this works? When I say that, when D'Amico Ryan's came here, it was, you believed that D'Amico was going to turn this program around. You believed in it because of the track record and what you saw from D'Amico Ryans, and everyone spoke highly of him. Do you have that belief, or are you working in a place of, I'm excited because it's new, but boy, it's not belief, it's more hope. Where do you lie when it comes of how you feel about Nick Caley as an offensive coordinator?
Yeah, 100% in that second category that you said, that it is hope. And really,
give it away.
Yeah. The excitement is really just that it's not Bobby Slowik, that it's something different or somebody different. That's really all it is. I don't even care about like the track record, the things he said at the podium. That doesn't do much for me. The only thing is, for me, it's just that it's different. It's a change for the sake of change. It's not Bobby Slowik. It can't be. It won't be the same as last year, and hopefully it can't be any worse than last year. So that's where, for me, it comes into, it's just hope. I'm not excited about, like, oh, man, they got their, Nick Caley's the offensive coordinator. They got him? Oh, well, can't wait.
You don't have a big belief of it's going, like, I have a real good feeling this is going to work.
Well, it might work, but no.
Might answers it. There's, like, a different belief. When D'Amico got here, I think many people thought, well, we're not going to be a laughingstock anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to turn it around. Like, I think more people would be surprised if he got fired after 2 years.
I agree.
I think there's a different feel of where people are. So yours is that you're strictly on the we'll see.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, we'll see, and in a we'll see of like straight belief and factor on this. Where are you? Where are you at? 713-572-4610. We'll let Cody jump on this first. You can call in and give us your thoughts. Corey. We'll let Corey jump in on this. Corey,
yeah,
you got the lead. Go ahead, boss. Where are you out on your feelings of Nick Caley? Do you believe, or are you more hoping?
Man, actually, so I'm more excited on the weight loss journey I'm doing with you because I can't believe because we believe in Bobby Slowik and we see what that got. It feels good 1 year, then the next year you fell flat. So I got to believe it to see it. I'm not really excited to actually see it emotionally. And I want to see what your comments are on that.
Appreciate the call. No, I think the Bobby Slowik aspect of this is very, very fair because you felt like you just saw this, right? And in a weird way, if you just look at it, it worked, right? Right? Like, you know, you got CJ turned in one of the best rookie seasons we've ever seen. He was top 10 in the MVP voting as a rookie. You came back and won 10 games that year. You came back and won 10 games again the next year. And still, it seemed like that was the biggest issue. I can understand the Bobby Slowik aspect of things probably does give you a pause of like, is this just the same thing?
Yeah, I get
I can
that.
See that.
For me, that's almost what gives me the hope is just that it's not the same guy. So that's the only thing I'm excited about. But I mean, what is there to be excited about for Nick Caley? Like, what are you? What would anybody be excited about? We just haven't seen it. And Shane Waldron's a guy who had a similar resume, and yeah. Waldron has bottomed out. You know, he was a tight ends coach in New England, then he went to go be the passing game coordinator in L.A. Sounds familiar. And he got fired from teams in back-to-back years.
He didn't get make it what, through the whole season in Chicago.
No, those embarrassing stories coming out about Caleb Williams are tied back to Shane Waldron. So I just don't know what it is, and I would love to hear from anyone out there that does have an answer. Like, what is it specifically that would even make you be excited? Like, what can you even get excited about with Nick Caley just because we haven't seen anything from him that would make you believe?
The excitement, I'll read some of the other people. As we said, phone lines are open, 713-572-4610. Where are you at on Nick Caley? Are you excited because you believe in Nick Caley? You kind of just heard right there, Tyler played it before we got into the conversation about how he sees an offense. Or are you in a place of just more hope? I'll get to some of the comments we have here because we got a few good ones here on YouTube and Twitch and the text line. I think the thing to get excited about is you can see CJ being able to run the New England style of offense. What we saw from Brady, what we saw from Garoppolo, you can see him because that was it seemed to be similar to what he did in year one. So you can see that being perfected potentially. Not Brady perfected, but you could see that. So I think that could be an excitement part of, all right, this is a similar stylistic quarterback to, this isn't trying to put Lamar Jackson in New England system. This isn't trying to put Deshaun Watson in New England system. This is a guy who's got it upstairs, who's got it, you know, with quick release, can read things and did it repeatedly in year one. That's a space where I can see excitement there. But the other places of hope and nerves is, like, we are just guessing on, like, that style of offense. And it is a little interesting to hear a person that doesn't have experience calling plays and doesn't have experience designing an offense alone just saying, no, I just operate based off what I have in front of me, what is there for me. Not saying that's not a good thing, because I do hate people like Bill O'Brien who just said, hey, man, we're just gonna play Deshaun Watson in this system, even though this isn't the thing that suits him or fits him. But it is a little bit of a concern of like, all right, well, it usually takes a really good offensive mind to be able to go off of, no, not what I do, but let me just see what I can do in your first year. So there's some concerns, both they're coming from the text line. I feel a little bit of both. I'm more hoping that Nick is good. Caley is another unknown, just like Slowick. Hope for me, but the fact that he sounds so much like McVay, even if it's just the Ohio connection, gives me hope. It's all hope, but I believe in C.J. Stroud's football IQ and his judgment to call audibles. All right. Okay with the offensive coordinator, just no New England style of offense. I'm not really good with that. It's failed before. It's failed here. I think it also failed. I guess you can, again, we can say failed. Failed into multiple playoff appearances. True. And division titles. I understand how that could be for some people here, but can it get to the next level? Because that's why they made the move, and that's what they're looking for.
I do like that thought process, though. I like his idea of what he said, of it's based off of the personnel I have, and I'm not going to try to force them into my system. I'm going to base my system around, quote-unquote, system around the guys I have. I prefer that idea, and I like that idea. Also, though, my follow-up question would have been, well, you know who you have here with this personnel. What sort of offense does that lead to? And I think the fact that
they're still filling it out,
I suppose. You still see it. But you know, you should have a general idea of what you have on the roster and provide some sort of outline for what you're trying, what you will try to accomplish as an offense. Maybe we will get more details as we get closer to the season. But in terms of philosophies, I do prefer that philosophy. I hate the ideas that you alluded to of this, like, we're going to be a run-first football team, even if you don't have the pieces to do it. You should be adaptable, and you should adapt your system to the players. And so I do like that message from Nick Caley, and I think that could serve this offense well.
All right. NBA fans, especially the real loud ones, the real loud complainers over the last several years, you got everything you want right now. You got everything you want, don't you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Discuss that coming up. Now I can dance with that party.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Welcome back in. We did our weigh-in last segment, down another six. 16 total, down to 295. Clint is not here today. Last we checked, Clint was at 248. Luke said if he got on the scale today, he'd think he'd be 245. And TV Tyler Milner went the other way to 255. Tyler believes he has slipped on a quick seven. But no, he'll be in later on this week, so we'll see. Hopefully the two of us come back. I'm a little nervous. I am going to Aruba tomorrow for the next 6 days, so that ought to be something. Boys trip too, so there's not anyone going to be there to, hey, man, chill out.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Especially if it's anybody like Clint, who at the last two times we've gone out, Clint, boy, look over there. They've got those frozen machines over there. Look at them flavors. Got your name written all over it. Go ahead and get you one. Oh, hell, go ahead and get that ranch.
Damn it, Clint. Be better, bruh. Gotta encourage our bro here.
Yeah. But no, he'll be in. We'll see where his weight is as well. So we've got the NBA final set. Thought maybe there'd be a game seven tonight. And then about a couple of minutes into the third quarter, that game was over as the Pacers stretched it out and you knew it was done. But my thing is, fellas, and we hear a lot of you text in your issues with the NBA. Many times we have had conversations. And based off a lot of the things that I hear on the text line or even broader with big voices, a lot of the complaints of the NBA, I feel like for the most part, people should be really, really enthused by what they have right now and what they've had really the last, you know, from the conference tournaments. Like right now, many people have complained about they're tired of LeBron. They're tired of Steph Curry. Somebody new, somebody else have a chance. Well, you got somebody new. You got SGA, the MVP. You got Tyrese Halliburton, somehow didn't win the Eastern Conference MVP, but Siakam did, and you got two young budding stars, right, that play the game a little different, right? Not the same old teams in there. You got the Pacers, they haven't been since 2000. You got the Thunder, they haven't been since, I think, 2012. You got it. Really, to be honest, if you look at basketball-wise, this is a fun potential matchup, right? The Thunder aren't a team that shoots 1,000 threes, especially their best player. And, you know, the Pacers, they shoot them, but, you know, it's not crazy. But it should be entertaining basketball. Everyone, like a lot of people have had complaints about the NBA, should really love what you have in the finals. I wonder if the numbers and ratings and interest will show it. I'm into it. I'm into this. I think this will be a fun series, but I know I'm a basketball psycho. But I wonder if when we get done with this and we see the numbers, and will they explode past what we've been now that we got rid of some of these things that there, I would say, as Richard Nixon would say, I'd say the silent or the loud majority, the opposite of what he would say, not the silent majority, but the loud, I would say, minority that screams the loudest. I wonder if these numbers will jump off, because this is what some people have been clamoring for.
I think the ratings will certainly be down this NBA Finals.
You think they're going to be down?
Oh, yeah. I'll be into it. You'll be into it. I think real NBA fans or basketball fans will still watch. The neutral fans or like the average common sports fans or basketball fans will not. And that's where you need a LeBron or Steph Curry to draw those people in. But the real NBA fans and real basketball fans, I think, will be invested in the NBA Finals regardless. I do think part of the problem, too, in this particular matchup is I don't think it's going to be very good. I would say the Thunder gentlemen sweep the Pacers.
Oh, you do?
I think so. And they're the largest favorites in the NBA Finals since that 2018 Warriors team that swept the Cavs that year. So I just think it's kind of a bad matchup. I wish at least the Knicks were in it from the East, and that maybe would be a little more interesting. But I just don't think it's a great matchup. But I like, me personally, I can only speak for myself, I like the parity. I like trying to build these new stars. I think the NBA has not done a good enough job of marketing some of their younger players. I don't like the physical play. I actually go in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I wish it was less physical, but I'll be into it. The average fan will not, and ratings will be down. But if you're a real basketball fan, you should tune in anyways.
I wonder what it will be, because that's been a big thing of we see the same things, and I'm tuning out because it's boring. But again, I'm kind of with you. I don't know if that is actually the case. You know, obviously it shouldn't matter that it's Indiana and Oklahoma City, right? They're two entertaining teams. SGA is the MVP of the league and has really been the front runner the whole way. And it shouldn't matter. Someone text in, like, Greg, the battle of the bad uniforms. I like the Thunder's uniforms. I don't know about the Pacers. I wish they'd wear those FloJo ones again. Like this guy here, bar none. LeBron drove me away from watching the NBA Finals. I'll watch now. Did he drive you away the last couple of years? Because LeBron hasn't been in the finals since 2020. Liar. See, I just, like, it ain't that. I would think even someone like you watching LeBron lose may drive you there faster than this was. I don't, but you don't think it's going to be that close of a series?
I don't. I'll give the Pacers one win at home.
I got to see how this thing works out. Because, yeah, the Timberwolves was a terrible matchup for them for some reason. Like, it's crazy. The Lakers give the Thunder problems. The Lakers can't do anything with the Timberwolves, but the Timberwolves can't do anything with the Thunder. We'll see. The pace is a big thing to me. Clearly, we saw the pace kind of really take center stage against the Knicks, and they couldn't keep up with it. But this is an Oklahoma City team that's going to throw out a bunch of players and teams, or players out there as well. This isn't just five guys, six guys maybe playing the way the Knicks did, although they did start to play a little bit more. But no, I think it'll be a good series. I got Thunder in six. I got the Pacers too. I got Thunder in six, I think. I'll be honest with you. I am pulling for the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton, for some reason, I like him. I want his dad to be closer to him.
Get his dad out of here.
Oh, yes. Get him in here. It's really the him and his dad, that thing is probably the most interesting thing of the series. Non-basketball, like the up and down stuff. That's probably the most interesting thing of the series is old John Halliburton. I just let him get down there for game one.
It's the NBA Finals that Paul George built.
You're right. He sure did. Put a little money on it, Tyler. Won't you put a little, just throw a quick hundo on the Pacers to win the series.
Wow. To win the series? I was about to say, I'm going to be betting the finals
I think
for sure.
Right, what are they, minus 700? OKC?
Yeah, last I saw, I think it was 725. Trying to pull it up now.
725? Yeah.
Last I saw, yeah.
Tyler, that sounds like a little money to go win right there. I ain't trying to put you on your own best bets, but that sounds like a little money to get in here. All right, coming up, we do this each and every Monday, weekend's best, weekend's worst. Mine will be a reoccurring theme because, in fact, I think I may just keep doing this until they do something different. But you can text yours in, weekend's best, weekend's worst. That's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's on the drive. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Glenn is out today. Luke is in the building. Tyler, of course, holding it down as always. As we do our thing coming up. Astros off today, much needed day off, and still doesn't mean there's news. Still doesn't mean there's news. Yordan Alvarez, obviously over the weekend. Misdiagnosis, shocker, of the hand. He is going to be out for some time. They're shutting him down. Zach DiCenzo, left inflammation. Take that for however you want to take that. He's been placed on the IL. Somehow Chaz ended up on the IL. So a lot going on there with the Astros here. And a lot going on this weekend. And what we do each and every Monday is we look at our weekend's best and our weekend's worst. 713-572-4610. You, of course, can text in yours. We'll look at yours. Your weekend's worst, your weekend's best. Also, you on YouTube and Twitch, the same. Tyler, let's jump with you, TV Tyler. What was your weekend's best? Your weekend's best, Tyler Milner.
Yes, sir. I'll kick this thing off. That makes me extra horny.
You just didn't have to stick your horny feeling in.
I've decided I'm just going to always stick that in and see what kind of reactions I get from you.
Tyler, Mr. Horny. Here we go.
Weekend's best for me is no other than the young gun, the diesel, Hunter Brown.
No other.
You missed it. That was yesterday, I believe, he pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah, another strong one. Six innings pitched, five strikeouts, one hit allowed. He did put some runners on a base for the Mariners with some walks, but another strong performance from Hunter Brown. That brings his ERA in 2025 down to an astounding 1.83 for young Hunter Brown. So, six scoreless on a Sunday, and that ERA going down to 1.83. Hunter Brown's my weekend's best.
Yeah, that Rays series was up and down. When the Rays won, they won. And then the Astros played tighter games, but they needed that for him. 1-0. 1-0. Is how they got that done, and
like you said, needed it.
Yeah, they got to have it, and it feels like, Luke, they might be playing some games, maybe not 1-0, but more lower scoring ball games when you look at some members of that offense. They we just talked about Zach DiCenzo and obviously Yordan, the big one, being out for some time. They're probably going to find themselves in games like this, but Hunter Brown has bona fide all-star right now. Pitched really, really well. Kick rocks. I'm guessing his weekend's best is Framber Valdez, because he said no love for Framber. Just gave one. But I guess he's coming at you, Tyler. No love for Framber. What the hell makes Hunter better?
Well, 1.83.
That ERA, no. He's had he's been one of the best pitchers in the American League, and they've needed him to be that. And there was a wonder, you know, all right, does he come back like this? And he's like that.
Yeah, he'd be like that.
He is. What's your weekend's best, Luke Morrow?
It starts with a bad, but it leads to the best, and that's the ending of Inside the NBA. That's not the best, But the best part is seeing all the clips resurface and all that sort of stuff on social media. And that was an enjoyable part to the weekend, was reliving all the great memories.
Yeah, boy, when Shaq ran into that Christmas tree, like just the stuff that they came up with, like the best, like to me, the best bits and the best things, and obviously we're nowhere near that, is when things just kind of come on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no way no one sat around and said, I got an idea. Kenny, you run to the screen and then we'll have others race you
right
to the screen. And we'll have, and like, and it'll be sneak races. Like, that just had to have just happened just by itself. And just some of this, like, just the stuff that they did, man, was just, and they, like, they could get away with anything, including their last show just dropping the F-bomb repeatedly. Like, Shaq didn't give her, like, good God, I mean. And the crazy thing is about that last segment, their farewell, leave it up to Charles Barkley to have to be the calming voice, because Kenny and Shaq, we coming over there and we're taking over. We're taking over ESPN. We're coming over there. We're doing it. And then it out of nowhere, the upset, it was Charles. And man, you know, we're really excited about coming over. You know, it's a real honor to work for the number one sports network. They're like, Shaq and them were like, get the F out of the way. We're taking over this thing. I was just like, that was a tad bit aggressive. And I think maybe they had been drinking. But that was a tad bit aggressive.
Why not?
Yeah, I'd have been 2-3 sheets to the wind on that one, boy. What? I can say whatever. Well, I'd have darn near lost my career.
What's your weekend best, Ron?
My weekend best. And I feel bad. Scottie Scheffler wins again.
Ah.
I mean, he is on a roll. And
not many weekends you don't say that.
He's starting to get into this, like, hey, he's not winning by a stroke. Like, you know, he is clearly walking to 18 knowing he's won these tournaments. This isn't, you know, him having to kind of make big putts late. You know, just holding on in that final round. And I feel bad because he is just... He's just so, I don't even want to say boring. He just doesn't get me to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing on yesterday, really. I mean, you know, there were some baseball games, obviously the Astros and other games on. But, you know, there wasn't, you know, any NBA games. There wasn't any football. There wasn't any, you know, college basketball. There wasn't really things to stop you. I found myself watching a 2012 Niners versus Saints playoff game replay from 2012 over Scottie Scheffler. Then I saw he won again. But, hopefully people check in. But he is on a – his run and stretch right now is we're pushing Tiger Woods-like is where we are. All right, Luke, what's your weekend's worst?
This might be a hot take, but it's the fact that Scott Hansen signed a new contract to continue on as the host of the NFL Red Zone.
Like hot what are you doing?
What?
Who has a problem with Scott Hansen?
I do. That's the worst. Why is Scott Hansen coming back? This was the worst of the weekend, was to see Scott Hansen.
Don't like Scott Hansen on Red Zone?
No, not at all.
No, what? Who? That is hot take. That is a standalone take.
I don't know. I know a couple people in my life.
I have never.
Really?
Do you know anyone else?
Yeah,
I
do.
There are people. He's got to be one of the most popular Halloween costumes, especially from kids.
God.
The witching hour? Nobody.
I just got the red carpet.
What
we're going to get into a controversy.
Scott Hansen?
Yeah, I was an Andrew Siciliano red zone guy.
Oh, my God. Those ears flew away.
Dude, those ears distracted everybody football.
Man. It blocked half the screen, but he was a much better host.
He was not. No, I'm sorry.
Like, Hansen talks way too much. Just let us watch the games.
It.
We don't need the play-by-play from Scott Hansen. There's
Scott
already a play-by-play on the actual game.
Never in my life.
But it's the quad box. I like Siciliano.
Siciliano was great.
He was fine.
Nice Italian boy, too.
He was good. That's where it is.
When it's the quad box, I get Hansen needing to do the play-by-play. But when they go to one game and he's still talking, just let the broadcast speak for itself. And the whole nonsense about not going to the bathroom, yada, yada, yada. How many times in the 4 o'clock window is he off the camera and he's off the mic. He has so many opportunities.
He
this
puts
whole
his
persona
that,
that
for
he,
the people.
Oh, it's all an act. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. Can't stand
never,
it.
I did not know that there was anybody on the planet that sits on Red Zone on Sundays pissed at Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
I didn't know it existed.
Yelling at the TV for him to stop talking.
Shut
Let's
up.
Just watch the game. Enough. It's not about you, Scott.
There's one moment of show I feel like when Luke's been filling in with us where he has some passion on something that throws me off.
I've never had the feeling of Scott is doing too much.
Oh, every week.
I've never had that feeling that Scott Hansen is doing too much. They should have given him a lifetime deal.
Oh, God.
Cancel my desk?
Cable subscription.
Text line. Hansen is the best. Hansen is the man. This is the craziest thing I've heard. I'll give my weekend's worst. Mine goes to the Colorado Rockies. And they have crashed my weekend's worst multiple times, and they will continue to do so. The Colorado Rockies
so bad.
Had 9 wins the last time I talked about the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies are currently 9-50 right now and in the midst of an 8-game losing streak right now. And their attendance, by the way, is still like top 10, top 15 in baseball right now. Those people are still going to those games to watch this sorry-ass outfit. What is...
How many wins do they have? 9?
They're not 9-50.
Hunter Brown has 8.
I think... Have they been eliminated?
Hunter Brown by himself has 8
How
wins.
How quickly can they... Has anyone ever been officially eliminated before the All-Star break? Can they do that? They're 9-50.
They're going to give it their best shot.
I do think they hold the record for fewest wins before 90 losses.
Let's see how many Rockies we can get out. I mean, Matt Holliday's got to be rolling around in his grave. Andres Galarraga's got to be rolling around in his grave. Todd Helton's got to be rolling around in his grave.
The great Mike Hampton.
Mike Hampton's got to be rolling around in his grave.
Dante
Bichette happens. Carlos Gomez has to be rolling around in his grave. The late Daryl Kyle.
Oh, R.I.P.
Leave that one alone. But he's got to be beside himself.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Stalling anymore. You ain't got any more Rockies.
Anybody? They're so bad.
Aaron Miles.
Didn't our guy, I believe Tony Gwynn Jr. had a stint with Colorado Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, man. What is going on? 9? Someone else text in. Luke for the win. Hansen is terrible. Mute only.
Thank you.
What?
It sucks to suck.
Man. I know our boss, Parker, is just rolling and rattling off Colorado Rockies right now. I know he is. I just know he is somewhere at his desk. You missed this one. How could you miss this one? All right, it's ridiculous. Real quick, your weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll put a cap on this thing. My weekend's best.
Worst?
Worst is going to go to I feel for him in a way, but the Astros promotions department, those people that work so hard to put together each year, who's doing first pitches, who's getting honors, the military folks we honor before games. If you missed it, before yesterday's game, the Astros, well, they gave out some honors. Pre-game ceremony at Daikin Park, Astros honored Dr. Thomas, nightmare of a last name. Sorry, buddy, not going to pronounce that. They honored this former doctor that spent 35 years serving the organization on the medical side. He was one of the Astros team physicians, and according to HCA Houston Healthcare's website, his specialty was hand surgery. You cannot make this ish up. They honored this hand doctor that worked for the Astros yesterday amidst all this stuff going on with Jordan and their mess ups with reporting injuries.
Yeah, they may need him.
Cannot make that up.
They may need him in his hand surgery. His expertise coming up soon. Hopefully not. All right, Larry Walker, you're right, is rolling around in his living grave, as someone texted. Coming up, Nerdy's Daily, as we will hold it down here. Speaking to somebody else, it's just time. Dana Brown, do this man a favor. He needs it. We all need it. That's coming up next.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.